I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It's 9:10 on Friday morning. I was busy reading through the Bad Erotica Awards when I glanced up at the Zoom and Vinny's little daughter was there. What a nice conversation we had with her. We
Is found that right?
out all kinds of news about the puppy, and we found out about the neighbor's puppy and the Polaroid
camera. Oh, the
camera.
Neighbor's puppy is real. There is no puppy at our house. I don't know.
Well,
what
not she's until talking. It hasn't been born yet, she said.
Right.
That the dog is pregnant. The bitch is pregnant with a litter of puppies, and you guys
that's
are going to
That's actually
get...
not true either, but that's, I guess, the story she
coming
heard,
at your so. Coming around your birthday is what we hear. So that's good to know. Thanks All for right. the update, Isla.
Okay. Is that what's going on? All right.
Apparently so. If she you tell us so. Your kid, you know.
Yeah, she is, except that they do stuff that you're not necessarily, like, you definitely will have moments where you go, no, that's not, I never said that was okay. I don't know what's going on there. How do I punish this kid now? What am I supposed to do?
She's so cute. She's so charming. And actually, then Bryn got his dog, Toddy, who's enormous. He's this enormous chow chow.
Yep.
And he brings him up into his lap. And of course, you know, he's so cute. He's this big, fuzzy, sort of reddish, orange, brownish chow chow.
A lot of fur.
And he is like a stuffed animal. He didn't flinch. He didn't move.
It's a good boy.
He just, it looked like a stuffed animal. I'm like, that's a real dog, you know.
Heavy. That boy is heavy.
Yeah.
I haven't picked him up in a while.
He looked really happy you were doing it, though. Dogs love us so much, you know. Dogs are, it's...
My mom texted me and said, Shadow is my best friend.
Oh, my God.
I'm telling you, people live with their dogs. I lived with Willa. Willa was, you know, as much trouble as Willa was,
you
and
love
she
your
was,
dog. Yeah.
She was my roommate for 15 years.
Sandy, and that's so sweet.
For a long time when I lived in Eugene, that's who I hung with, my dog. I did my radio show, and then I went home and hung out with my dog every day. So I know a lot of people are living that way.
Absolutely.
So anyway, our text number is 800-400-3697. That's the number where you can be heard. So here's some of what you had to say. No Gwen Stefani in the Friday music. She released a new song this week. Love you all. Have a great weekend.
Yeah, new music, we usually do albums. I stack the singles for afterward, and then if we have time for it, we do it. But we only got to the Dave Grohl as an extra today. You know, we've actually pared the new music down. We found that we were getting into the weeds with things none of us seem to care about. So now Bryn and I try to narrow it down to 3 to 5 albums.
The big ones.
The big ones, right.
This one's all over the place, but I will try to sort it out as all best right. I can. Crap, it's all over the place. Sarah and Vinny, you are my mom's best friends, and one of your old producer blocked her number. Please, please, please unblock her.
Let's see.
Can we find
the number and unblock her?
I see it here.
I can't believe she got blocked. Why'd she get blocked?
I mean,
she must have said something that she didn't like.
Yeah, of course.
Well, I think sometimes, first of all, not everything translates via text. So you might write something that you think is funny and someone reads it and goes, where do you get off saying that to me? Well, if it wasn't delivered in the way that you would see it being funny, it may have also seemed like a slap. I don't know. I can't defend that.
I've heard from a few people, though. Sometimes there'll be a comment on Instagram that's like, you know, I'm blocked at your station. Can you unblock? And then I forget to even ask.
Yeah.
We still block people. Nicole.
Yeah, I mean, look, if you're going to
if it's vulgar,
write nasty
and there's a lot of profanity and it's just not cool. You're,
right.
Or it's mean and it makes me cry.
I'm not into blocking people. I think, you know, people can say what they need to say. But someone had written in and said, I know you voted for Trump. And I'm like, first of all, if I voted for Trump, I'd tell you that. Because that's my vote. I'm allowed to do what I want with it. I told you I voted for Biden because I am into the environment. I want who, and I'm not into Trump, but that's besides the point. Anyway, this person goes, well, I know you're lying. You voted. And I'm like, I'm pretty sure this is a veiled, you're a racist, you know, thing, right? I mean, I don't know how.
I don't get it.
I don't know why you're accusing me of that or why I'm offended by it, but I'm offended by it and I'm blocking you. And I blocked her.
Good.
And that was that. And then.
Was this on a personal thing or this is just.
This was on my Instagram. And then my wife came to me and goes, did you block someone? Because she wrote me and said, please ask Vinny to unblock me.
And did you say block her?
No, I just said, you know what? Look, I don't know where this goes back to. You don't know where someone's coming from, but I took it as you're just calling me a racist. That's what you're after here. And I'm not into it. I don't like it. I'm blocking that.
I don't want to see any more from you. See less from this person. Boop.
Right. Let's see here. Cornflake Girl is about the systematic genital mutilation to young girls. She wrote about it in a recent book. Okay, it's way heavier than
We're hearing a lot of different things here. I'm just going to say, hey, that's not one of her best songs.
let's see here. I moved to Oregon 3 years ago, and the first thing I did when I came to California for a work trip was turn you on, and you guys mentioned the pronunciation of Oregon. I love you, Sarah and Vinny.
Aww. That's
very coincidental,
I'm looking
right?
through the list of blocked people. This person's not blocked. Tell them to try texting.
Try texting. You're not blocked.
Well, they're saying their mom is blocked, so they may not be using the same number.
Oh, right.
She gave us the number that.
Oh, she did. Oh, okay.
So, and I looked it up. It's not.
Is there a long list of blocked callers?
There's like 20. I blocked some of them, but I'm not sure what the reasons were for the others.
Hmm. Well, I know Yuzette used to say, yeah, I just block people. I'm not, I don't have to put up with that crap. And she doesn't. And
no.
Right.
I'm not going to listen to that.
Right. Life's hard enough without getting just ripped a new one. What the? Let's see. Tell people to go into laboratory medicine. Nobody seems to know we exist. LOL.
Oh, laboratory medicine.
There you go.
I don't know what that is, but people should go into
you
that.
Have to believe that's the people building vaccines and stuff, right?
I guess so, right? Science. Da-da-da-da. I'm so happy it's Friday right now. I'm just like sitting here so happy.
Good for you. I am happy too. No doubt. Except I just realized I misplaced my keys, which is my own personal nightmare. Yeah, it's just one of those moments where I went, oh my God, we went last night to do an errand and I brought and where were they? Where are they? I'm planning to leave here in whatever, you know,
16 minutes
countdown.
Or whatever it is.
And I can't find my keys now. So I have to retrace all my steps and hope that they're wherever they.
You need one of those tiles on there so you can.
I have a tile on there.
Oh, so
it's turned off.
Oh, well, that's not helpful.
I know it's not at all. Hey, heads up! The Jack Reacher books have a 70% female fan base. Not really a dude book target. First of all, I'm surprised to hear that.
Me
but
too.
Second of all, that doesn't mean the sex stories are any better. They're terrible. So
yeah, I actually. I read a bunch of those things. There's one from Morrissey in there. Just as bad as Stephen King. There's a bad one in there from him. It's very, they're
not
sexy. Oh,
you mean you went to the award site where they compiled all the past winners.
Yes,
got it.
Yes, past winners of worst sex scene in a book. Worst sex fiction.
And did you agree they were all bad?
I will say this. I like erotica, and I laughed out loud at one of them. And then
was it the one about the monkey?
No, that's the first one, right? That one.
Yeah,
was also,
that one was...
I just sort of went, this one, and I kept going down, and I, you know, I sort of skimmed through most of them, and then I looked up, and there was Isla, and I thought, this is inappropriate. Close that tab.
I saw the word kneading, and it wasn't double E. It was as in the, like you would do to dough, and I went, that's not a word you want to use.
No,
the man area.
And squashing, that's, I think, was another one of the words.
Squashing, yeah, that was in there too. Yep, nope, not the way to work that thing. Anyway, love Taylor Swift's Willow. It has a cozy fireplace, warm drink type of song. Great timing for the release. She is a talented human being, no doubt. Can you imagine just having hits at your fingertips like that?
They just come flying out of her. So, oh, there goes another one. Oh, darn it.
Hit after freaking hit, man.
I lost that one. Oh. Well, you have it.
It's raining in Hayward, says 510.
Oh, wow.
So it's already begun.
Yeah, it's, I'm seeing some patchy blue over here, but it doesn't, yeah. I got to go get those outdoor cushions in.
Uh-oh. Hanukkah started at sundown last night. Most Jewish holidays start sundown the night before the actual holiday, which in my calendar is today. So that's,
oh, I see. Okay.
Explanation,
so sundown
for that.
So that's, and the story there is Dave Grohl and his producer are putting 8 covers of Jewish artists' songs up for the 8 days of Hanukkah. Is that, do I have that right? 8 nights of Hanukkah?
Are you still looking it up? I don't know.
I don't know.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Jane is already on fire for tonight's.
Whoa, what is she saying?
One of the things I'm not even going to say.
Why not?
Because I was like, what? What are you saying?
Come on. You can't tease us like that.
You can't. You're totally. You got us cliff hung now.
Well, here's one. That's the joke everyone's posting. We now have more Taylor Swift pandemic records than stimulus checks. That's the only one I'm going to read.
Sad, true.
There is 8 days of Hanukkah, Sarah.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Nice research. Do you want to hear about the chainsaw?
The chainsaw being
sure.
Something to do with childbirth? Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's kind of gnarly. So they
maybe I don't want to hear. Should I not hear it?
I'll try to spare you from the
okay, hold on. So the original story is one of the most Googled why questions for last year was, why were chainsaws invented?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Then someone wrote in and said it has something to do with childbirth, which sounds gruesome at the very least.
Yes.
Let's drop a tree on the hut where the lady's giving birth? I don't understand.
That's the crazy part. It has nothing to do with trees. So when babies came out feet, this is back in the old days, of course, when babies came out feet first, their bodies Their bodies were otherwise trapped in the birth canal. So the doctors would have to widen the pelvic area by cutting cartilage and bone.
And they used a type of chainsaw.
A sharp knife just didn't do the trick in a timely fashion.
Oh my God. Okay, we didn't need to hear that. So that was something that was in like a book or
it's
something?
It's science. It's research.
Oh,
it's facts.
My gosh.
I can't unhear that.
Well, you know, happy hour will help you forget about it.
Good morning, guys. Vinny, that new equipment is making you come through loud and clear. Nice. Thank you. I'm glad to hear that the new equipment is working. Sarah, you have to take you have to close the jaw. Take your hands off your mouth. Close the jaw. We can't move on if you're. Yeah, I see your mouth and your jaw is dropped. Yes,
at least
as it should
be. Modern day medicine. We don't have to do that now.
Right.
Yeah.
And they found another use for that handy invention.
Yeah.
Oh, I bet you this would work on trees.
It falls trees as well. What a miracle invention!
Thanks again, ladies, for the great inspiration. God.
Mm-hmm. LOL, Sarah's skeptical of how computer technology is advanced and yet is totally fine with us having a secret underground space station on Mars.
Yeah, yep, that's true. Mm-hmm. All true.
Unbelievable. Come on. did the Jocelyn birthday shout out. Vin, I'm heading up to Tahoe this afternoon, and there is snow in the forecast starting at 8 o'clock tonight through Sunday. I looked at a different app, and that app did say snow.
Oh.
But the temps during the day are not
what you want.
Great. So if it's continuing to fall during day, then it will erase what it gave overnight.
Mm.
I don't know. We'll have 40? To cross our fingers and hope for the best. My apps all say different stuff.
All right. Hope for the best.
415 says, cat may just be dairy-free. Okay, well, dairy-free is different than vegan, though, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. So it's an ice cream that he's doing for, well, it's not even an ice cream. It's a frozen dessert that he's doing for Ben & Jerry's, and it's called, I think it's called Save the World, or some, you know, but W-H-I-R-L-E-D. And it's vegan. Ugh. I'm sure it's delicious.
Hello, Sarah and Vinny. Love your program. Am in my 70s. I love waking up to your music, comments. Please take care. Oh, my name is Maria, and I work for CVS in San Jose.
Oh.
I've never called
Maria
or text a radio station, but I felt I had to let you know how much I enjoy listening to your radio station.
Oh, my God. That's so nice. Thank you so much for listening. Yay.
Q, who mispronounces Dr. Fauci? A, my 75-year-old mother. Oh. My mother calls Dr. Fauci Fozzy.
Oh.
I've corrected her multiple times, and she still says it wrong. Ugh.
Dr. Fauci.
Fauci.
Vinny, please stop dissing gift giving. Not all of us buy cheap plastic stuff that ends up in the ocean. And if you're so socially conscious, stop ordering from Amazon, period. Sorry, I'm COVID cranky. First of all, I don't order from Amazon. My house does a lot, though, so I can't.
Right.
We're guilty, but, you know, sort of by degree of separation. Secondly, if you give good gifts, then that's great. I'm just saying there are those gifts bought to simply hand something to someone that they'll never
use. I thought
use.
Of you. Here is the thing I have purchased for you. I know not what it is. It does not matter. The point is I thought of you.
Right. Great. High five me and we'll be just as good.
Right. Here's your gift.
Anyway,
$5.
I am unfortunately very much out of time, although there's a lot more text. Thank you for sending them in. We appreciate that. And we will take a quick break back after these on Alice.
See ya.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Vinny, I wish you well. I hope you find your keys. I hope the surf is the right size for you.
Not so fast, really. We have stuff to do. Don't forget.
What?
What?
Yes, we said this yesterday. Made it
I don't
clear
remember
to make
saying
sure
anything
you
about anything yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Okay. We do have that one
Here
thing
we
to
go
do.
Again.
We have that one thing to do.
What one thing?
The thing. We're going to introduce the thing.
What's your one thing?
Oh, well, that'll take 1 second.
Let's hope so. Hopefully.
Ladies and gentlemen. Here's train. It's there done.
That's it. The end.
There.
It's all set now.
What else do you need? You need more than that? That's it.
Take it away, Pat. Start playing songs. Go.
Here's Send the best that. Singer of all times, Pat from Train.
Does everything have to be a bit?
This is
well, you brought it up.
Yeah,
I was trying to say
we don't get to leave. We're trying to leave.
I mean, you're the one saying
it's Friday.
Have to do.
Just get up and run away after this.
Yeah.
It's like you asked for.
What kind of show is this?
Here's you saying, you know what, we need a bit to close the show. I'll bring something up that's going to rile them. There you go.
It's like you did it on purpose.
Yeah, totally.
He's trying to just harsh our buzz.
Ladies and gentlemen, Train. There you go.
All right.
All right,
send that
perfect.
Out.
We're on, now we're all set. All right.
Happy Friday.
Have a great weekend, you guys.
We can get to work.
Oh, hey, listen, by the way. Don't forget, tonight, around 5 o'clock, we're going to do a girls' party, Alice Happy
and
Hour.
Bryn.
And Bryn, with Bryn, also. So that's where I'm very much looking forward to that.
Well,
V
I hope
Hale's
you guys
up.
Have a wonderful time.
Oh, we
Rip
will.
It up.
V Hale, who drinks everything and anything, he's going to help me find out what Jane drinks.
You know.
Which is probably something, you know, fruity. I don't
you're
know.
You're no innocent, pal. You're known to write a letter or an apology letter or two as well. So
but
I imagine.
I stay in my lane. I'm not going to do shots of five different kinds of lemon. I'm going to drink my vodka sodas. Or if I can talk John into it, I'm going to have a lemon drop, which is vodka based.
Right.
I love waking up with a hangover.
He regulates,
awesome.
You know, huh?
Well, he makes them, so he doesn't. He doesn't have to regulate me. He just needs to make me the thing
I
want.
He's your dealer.
He's my dealer, right? Anywho, have a great day. Maybe see you at happy hour. I'll send you a text, Vinny, if you want to jump on for a minute.
Yeah, I would. If I'm around, I will do that real quick, just to say hi. I've never gotten to hang with V, and it's a bummer. I really wish that there was an opportunity for us to hang out in the studio and sort of work.
Gel.
Actually work together, you know?
I know. Have like a real crosstalk. Wouldn't that be fun? That'd be awesome. So V Hale's up next, and Jane in the afternoon.
Wouldn't it be cool to kick her head in trivia like we used to as well?
Oh, yeah. I would read you guys some trivia questions. That'd be
Well, we can't now because we don't have that
option. We can't do it now, right?
But it used to be so fun to watch Gretchen come in as a wise guy and then just get throttled by the dumb guy that works at the station. That was the best feeling in the world.
I think she won like 4 years in a row.
Never. No. You're totally.
I don't think so.
How could you do this? I'm pointing at you. Wait.
Find me. I'm pointing at me. I'm going to point at you right now.
No, you got to. I am angling it.
I feel like
so
both of you guys are pointing at me.
No, I'm pointing. Oh. Okay, listen, guys. Have a great weekend. Maybe see you at the happy hour, maybe not. Either way, catch you back here on Monday.
Bye.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.